message on this most holy Maundy Thursday is invited into God's most holy place. Our text is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20, which reads, "We can now enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body." Imagine yourself standing at 80 Wellington Place in Ottawa, Ontario. You know what that is? The office of Canada's Prime Minister. That's you on the sidewalk, peering through the fence, trying to look at the office of the Prime Minister. That's you, hair in place, shoes shined. That's you briskly walking to the front door. You have a few matters that you'd like to discuss with our Prime Minister. First, there's the matter of the fire hydrant in front of your house. Could they soften the color a little bit? The shade is just too bright for your liking. Then there's the issue of world peace. You're for it. Well, Prime Minister, you're wondering if he could help create it. And maybe tomorrow would be okay. And lastly, there's the price of gasoline. It's just too high. Could he please call those people in the world who are in charge of oil and gas prices and ask them to reduce it? He might have some influence. All very worthy issues. Won't take more than a few minutes of his time. Besides, you brought him a bag of homemade cookies. He can share it with any of his assistants. So with bag of cookies in hand, you walk up to the guard in front of the Prime Minister's home and say, "I'd like to see the Prime Minister, please." And the guard says, "There's no record here of your appointment." "You have to have an appointment?" "Yes." "How do I get one?" "Through his office staff." "Could I have the number?" "No, it's restricted." "Then how can I get in?" "You wait for them to call you." "But they don't know me." "Then they'll probably never call you." You were so close. If the Prime Minister had stepped outside of his residence, he would have seen you. But then his guards would have stopped you. And you'd also then have to get by his staff. Just so many barriers. Barriers of time. He's just too busy. Barriers of status. You have no clout. Barriers of protocol. You have to go through all the right channels. Well, you've learned a valuable lesson. You have no access with the Prime Minister. Meet with him? It ain't going to happen unless he takes the initiative. Unless he spots you on the sidewalk with your bag of cookies and says to a staff person, "See that guy with a bag of cookies? Go get him. I'd like to talk with him." If he gives a command, all the barriers will drop. He'll speak to a staff person. The staff person will speak to a guard, and the guard will come and tell you, "I can't explain it, but the door to the Prime Minister's office is open for you. You're welcome to come inside. He wants to see you." Now, sure, it's a fanciful story. Never happened. You and I know that when it comes to seeing the Prime Minister, well, don't hold your breath. Such an invitation will never come. But when it comes to Almighty God, pick up your bag of cookies and walk right in. The invitation has already been delivered. He has spotted you. Listen to what Ephesians 2 says. "You who were far away from God are brought near into his holy presence. Nothing remains between you and a holy God but an open door." How can this be? Listen to the text from Hebrews chapter 10 again. So, brothers and sisters, we are completely free to enter the most holy place without fear because of the blood of Jesus' death. We can enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened wide for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body. To the original hearers of this book of Hebrews, those four last words were explosive. The curtain, Christ's body. According to the writer of Hebrews, this curtain is Christ's body. Whatever happened to the flesh of Jesus Christ happened to this curtain. What happened to Jesus' body? It was torn. Torn by the whips, torn by the crown of thorns, torn by the weight of the cross and the nails. We read in Matthew 27 these words. But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and died. And at that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The curtain spoken of is the curtain in the Jerusalem temple. It's the heavy veil or curtain that hung before the entrance into the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies, as you might remember, was a part of the temple into which no one could enter. Worshippers could only enter the outer court of the temple, never into the Holy of Holies. No one, except the high priest, one day a year on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, could the high priest enter into the Holy of Holies and no one else. Why? Because the glory of God was present there. Now, if you were told that at any time you were free to enter the inner sanctum of the Prime Minister's 80 Wellington Street office, you'd probably shake your head and say, "You're one brick short of a full load, buddy." But multiply your disbelief by 1,000, and you'd have an idea of how a Jewish people at Jesus' day would feel if someone told them you could enter into the Holy of Holies. "You're one bagel short of a dozen, pal," they would say. No one but the high priest entered the Holy of Holies once a year, no one else. To do so meant death. Two of Aaron's sons died when they tried it. Read Leviticus 16 sometime. In no uncertain terms, the veil at the Holy of Holies declared this far and no farther. This curtain hung for 1,500 years. What did it communicate? Simple. God is holy, separated from us and unapproachable. Even Moses was told this in Exodus 33. God says, "You cannot see my face because no one can see me and live." God is holy. We are sinners. And there is a distance between us. Isn't this our problem? We know God is holy. We know we are not. Look in the mirror. What do you see? A sinner. What particular sin is staring you in the eye today? Maybe you want to deal with your sin, but how do you do it? Bag of cookies in hand, you're on the sidewalk. Not just a bag of cookies, but an enormous garbage bag of offensive sin. And there's no way you can bring that mess into the presence of Almighty Holiness. If you only had a connection, if you only had someone on the inside to get you in, the ancient words of Job's are ours. Listen to what he says. If only there were a mediator who could bring us together. Oh, but there is. Jesus has not left us with an unapproachable God. Yes, God is holy. Yes, we are sinners. But yes, 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 Jesus is our mediator. He's our go-between. He's our guy on the inside. Paul says this in 1 Timothy 2. There is one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. Is not a mediator a go-between? And wasn't Jesus the curtain between us and God? And wasn't his flesh torn? Listen to what Matthew says. When Jesus cried out with a loud voice and died, at that moment, the temple of the curtain was torn in two. It is as if the hands of God had been gripping that curtain, waiting for just this moment. That curtain was 60 feet tall and 30 feet wide. One minute it was whole, and the next it was torn in two. What did this mean for the Jewish people of the day? No more barrier between them and the Holy of Holies. No more need for a priest to go between them and God. No more animal sacrifices needed to atone for their sins. What does it mean for us? We are welcome to enter into the very Holy of Holies in the presence of God. Any day, any time, through the death of Jesus on the cross from our sin and from his rising from the grave, the barrier has been removed. The temple has been torn apart. He has removed the curtain. He invites us into his presence. He comes looking for us. We don't have to go to him. He brings his holy presence to us. You might be asking, what does this have to do with Maundy Thursday? This is exactly what we celebrate on this holy evening when we remember when the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper. Today, we remember and celebrate that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And this Lord's Supper means many things, but this one thing it certainly means, the holy presence of God has come to us sinners, and we are welcome into the Holy of Holies. In the temple's Holy of Holies, year after year, animal sacrifices were made to atone for sins. And this had to be repeated year after year, and the people had to bring their own sacrifices. But once and for all, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He himself was the sacrifice for you, for me, for all, forever. And in his love for us today, he comes to us in the Lord's Supper and says these wonderful words. May you never tire of hearing these words. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. As Martin Luther said, in with and under the bread and wine are the true body and blood of Jesus. Jesus is truly present with us in this meal to deliver to us tonight what he won for us 2,000 years ago on the cross. Forgiveness of sins, and direct access into the holy presence of God. The curtain has been removed. So tonight, come with great joy to the altar for this holy meal. Come right into the presence of Almighty God. He is here waiting for you. He is calling you by name. He has forgiven your sins. The curtain is removed. The door is open. You are welcome into his holy presence. And guess what? You don't even have to bring a bag of cookies. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We now worship our Lord with his offering.